Good morning and welcome to Backyard and Beyond. Well, have you ever had anybody hurt your feelings? Yeah, probably. Do you think you've ever hurt anyone's feelings? Yeah, probably. Let's face it, human beings are messy and hurtful. And we don't always mean to be that way, although I think I know some people who do mean to be that way. But for the most part, people don't mean to be that way. Things come out of our mouths that we don't really intend for that to happen. So we think about, though, that everybody has given and everybody's received hurts from comments, insults, things, maybe even looks. You know, sometimes a look can be as insulting or hurtful as the words. They come from our family, from a wide array of people, people we work with. You know, it's just because that's part of being human. So what about forgiveness? What can we forgive? Well, you've heard forget and forgive and forget. Can we really do that? Well, it is useful to us if we can do that. To forgive is to release, let it go, freely and wholeheartedly grant freedom and blessing. It has very little to do with feelings or even trust. Forgiveness is simply a decision to let go of our regrets and our own view of justice. So as we said, nearly everyone has been hurt by actions or words of another. Perhaps it was a parent who criticized something you were doing. Perhaps a coworker sabotaged a project or your partner had an affair. These wounds, of course, can leave you with lasting feelings of anger, bitterness, or even vengeance. But if you don't practice forgiveness, you might be the one who pays most dearly. It hurts us the most. By embracing forgiveness, you can also embrace peace, hope, gratitude, and joy. Kind of move on with life. So consider how forgiveness can lead you along the path of physical, emotional, and spiritual well-being. It is the best for our own health. Generally, forgiveness is a decision to let go of resentment and thoughts of revenge. The act that hurt or offended you might always remain a part of your life, but forgiveness can lessen its grip on you and help you focus on other, more positive parts of your life. You know, otherwise it can just kind of eat you up. Forgiveness can even lead to feelings of understanding, empathy, and compassion for the one who hurt you. There probably was some reason in their minds why they hurt you. Forgiveness doesn't mean that you deny the other person's responsibility for hurting you, and it doesn't minimize or justify the wrong. You can forgive the person without excusing the act. Forgiveness brings a kind of peace that helps you go on with life. And by this way, this information has come from the Mayo Clinic under the healthy lifestyle topic. So interesting source of information from the Mayo Clinic about forgiveness. Letting go of grudges and bitterness can make way for happiness, health, and peace, and it can lead to healthier relationships, greater spiritual and psychological well-being, less anxiety, stress, and hostility. And we have enough stressors in our life without these added thoughts about what happened to us. It can lower your blood pressure. It can result in fewer symptoms of depression. And forgiveness can actually help you have a stronger immune system. It can help with heart health. And it just make you feel better about yourself, too. When you're hurt by someone you love and trust, you might become angry, sad, or confused, or all of those. If you dwell on hurtful events or situations, grudges filled with resentment, vengeance, and hostility, it can take root. If you allow those negative feelings to crowd out positive feelings, you might find yourself swallowed up by your own bitterness or sense of injustice. You know, life just isn't fair, and if we let it take over, it will get more unfair. If you're unforgiving, you might bring anger and bitterness into every relationship and new experience, become so wrapped up in the wrong that you can't enjoy the present, become depressed or anxious. You might feel that your life lacks meaning or purpose, or that you're at odds with your spiritual beliefs. You might lose valuable and enriching connectedness with others. And forgiveness is a commitment to process of change. So, to change, here's some things you might do. Consider the value of forgiveness and its importance in your life at a given time. Reflect on the facts of the situation, how you've reacted, and how this combination has affected your life, health, and well-being. You know that old saying about sticks and stones can't break my bones, you know. Sometimes we just need to move on instead of reacting. You might, forgiveness also means actively choosing to forgive the person who's offended you when you're ready. It means moving away from your role as a victim and release the control and power the offending person and situation have had in your life. Two really important words there in my mind, control and power, for the world and for individuals and for groups. Wanting control and power is what causes many problems. So as you let go of grudges, you'll no longer define your life by how you've been hurt. You might even find compassion and understanding. What was happening to that other person that caused the hurt? But again, forgiveness can be challenging, especially if the person who's hurt you doesn't admit a wrong or doesn't speak of his sorrow, his or her sorrow. So if you find yourself stuck, consider the situation from the other person's point of view. Ask yourself why he or she would behave in such a way. Perhaps you would have reacted similarly if you faced the same situation. Reflect on times you've hurt others and those who've forgiven you. Some people like to write in journals, and writing in journals can be very meaningful. You might also use guided meditation or prayer, or talk with another person who you've found to be wise and compassionate. Also be aware that forgiveness is a process, and even small hurts may need to be revealed and revisited and forgiven over and over again. Just get over it. If the hurtful event involves someone whose relationship you otherwise value, forgiveness can lead to reconciliation. Reconciliation might be impossible if the offender has died or is unwilling to communicate with you. In other cases, reconciliation might not be appropriate. So, if that's the case, where you're having trouble with that reconciliation, here are some things to remember: that you can choose to attend or avoid specific functions and gatherings if you choose to, you know, where that other person will be. But don't let that ruin your life again. You know, go if you want to go, but perhaps sometimes it's better just to avoid this situation. Not on some continuing basis, because then that power and control has been given away. Respect yourself and do what seems best. Do your best to keep an open heart and mind. You might find that the experience helps you to move forward with forgiveness. Getting another person to change his or actions, behavior, or words isn't the point of forgiveness. That's a whole other ballpark. So think of forgiveness more about it changes your own life by bringing you peace, happiness, and emotional and spiritual healing. Forgiveness can take away the power of the other person who otherwise would continue to wield power in your life. So the first step is to honestly assess and acknowledge the wrongs you've done and how those wrongs have affected others. And at the same time, avoid judging yourself too harshly. After all, we're all people. We all make mistakes. If you're truly sorry for something you've said or done, consider it admitting to those you've harmed. Speak of your sincere sorrow or regret and specifically ask for forgiveness without making excuses. I did it because. No, that doesn't really help in forgiveness. Remember, however, you can't force someone to forgive you. Others need to move to forgiveness just as you yourself have to move to forgiveness. Whatever the outcome, commit to treating others with compassion, empathy, and respect. So forgiveness, is there something that you've sort of been hanging on to that maybe you need to forgive and move on? Whether you forget it or just forgive, that's the important part. So there's my little lecture for today. But again, thanks to Mayo Clinic for providing that information. And until next time, here's a thought. The weak can never forgive. Forgiveness is the attribute of the strong.